What's the gospel? Put it in a sentence. The gospel is the news that Jesus Christ, the righteous one, died for our sins, rose again, eternally triumphant over all his enemies, so that there is now no condemnation for those who believe, but only everlasting joy. That's the gospel.
Welcome, guys, back to the Pulse Podcast. As always, my name is Toya Akinoso. I am your host. I am joined once again by Mike Omini. The Pulse Podcast is where we take pulse-raising questions about the Christian faith, and we aim to unpack that and answer that to the best of our abilities. And this week's episode is all about faith and doubt. The question reads, is it okay to doubt my faith? Again, it's one of the more real, open, raw, and more important questions, I believe, we should be answering. It's a question in my life I have asked countless of times. It's one, as I grow older and I experience more suffering, more loss, more pain, more grief, it's a question which is often reoccurring, and it's one which I'm sure Christians all around the world share. It's an important one that we tackle. So then I'll ask you then, Mike, is it okay for me in instances in my life to doubt my faith?
Well, hey Toye, lovely to be on this episode of the Pulse. I mean, the straight up answer is, well, it depends what kind of doubts you're talking about. If you don't believe Jesus is who he says he is, if you don't believe he was born of God, if you don't believe he died a bodily death, if you don't believe that he rose again, if you don't believe that he ascended into heaven, if you don't believe that he's interceding on your behalf, if you don't believe that he's coming back to save you, then I'm going to struggle to believe you actually have the faith you're talking about in the first place. And why do I start there? Well, because I think the epidemic that we really have is, and if Matthew 7:24 is anything to go by, is of people who think they're Christian because they were born a Christian, or it was passed on to them from their parents, and they've never thought to actually investigate the claims in the first place. So if those are the doubts you're having, then it's probably good that you don't assume you have the faith, but you really work out whether on those core foundational things you believe. Because that's what makes you a Christian. That's what gets you into the club, if you like. That's what allows it. Of course, it's God's power. But on your part, you've got to make that intellectual assent. You can't not believe Jesus is the Son of God and say you're a Christian. You can't say, well, Jesus is some sort of political hero of mine and I like some of his teachings and I'm a Christian. No. Being a Christian is going through those different statements I've read out and asking, where do I sit on that? So on those things, you must believe. Now, assume that we're talking to Christians who do believe those things, but, you know, they've got some questions about some parts of the Bible. There's some things they don't quite understand. They're trying to come to terms with different things written in the Bible. Well, yes, of course you can have doubts. I mean, any serious pursuit of God encompasses doubts. And in the early stages, when I think about my Christian life, the early stages was marred by doubts. In the scriptures, believers are instructed to aggressively pursue all sides of their faith, spiritual, intellectual, and emotional. In Deuteronomy 6, 5, Moses instructs the children of Israel to love the Lord their God with their hearts, their souls, and their strength. That same scripture is parroted, if you like, in Matthew 22:37, where Jesus adds even more to that. He says, love the Lord your God with your minds as well. But for some reason in the Christian faith and growing up, the minute our mind has a question or two, or the minute, you know, we read a part of the Bible that's incongruent with another part, we're told, never mind, just move on. You know, let's not talk about it. Let's quickly move. And I don't get that. I don't get that. We shouldn't be overcome with guilt and fear when we have parts of the Bible that don't make sense. You know, we've got to really welcome young people, old people, asking the big questions, being vulnerable, being confused. We've got to take that in. Why? Well, because if our faith is genuine and it's real, and Jesus is who he says he is, then he should stand up to the light of interrogation, right? Rather than sidestepping investigations, God says, no, bring to me all your questions, everything that you have, bring it. I want to take you through it, so to speak. So if God is really God, he would never be threatened by us. Jesus isn't scared of our questions. The Holy Spirit isn't worried we may ask him a question he can't quite answer. If our faith is truly rooted in truth and our ability to reason is a gift from God, then God can handle any question, doubt, confusion we come up with. Here's how I think about it. My thoughts are like a kite. So they float, they wander, but they remain anchored to the ground. And that's the truth. And that's Jesus Christ. That's how I started with what I said at the start. They've got to be anchored to something. Yes, wonder. Yes, I'm reminded of a book. I can't quite remember who it's by. I forget, but the book was the writer in the book was writing to someone else, and he was saying, what strikes me about you not going to university is that, you know, you've lost the ability to play gracefully with ideas. And that was such a powerful statement for me to read growing up, because that is something that I think the younger generation, you know, on the whole, have lost, this ability to play with new ideas, to think things through, to go on a thought journey. You know, you've got to have doubts and questions when you're going that way, right? And let me ask you this: what would be better, mindless obedience or thoughtful worship? Well, thoughtful worship. What a better song! I searched all over, I couldn't find anyone else. Or my mum gave it to me and I'm using it because it's the best thing I have. Well, the one that sounds better is the one that encompasses exploration. I've looked around, I've asked questions, I've submitted the most difficult things my brain can. And guess what? God stood up to the test. Jesus did the test. We shook the table, he remained standing. That's how you build your faith. So the question asked, is it okay to have doubts? Yes. It depends what kind of doubts, but yes, you can. And in fact, the doubts are proof and an indication of a thriving, healthy mind. And the one that doesn't have any doubts and doesn't really have any questions, no tensions, no contentions, chances are that's a dead, mute mind, which if you ask me, that's not what God wants from us. What's important, however, is that you find a community of people where you can share your doubts with, that you can ask your questions to. You can say, these two different parts of the Bible don't make sense. And they can go, yeah, send it to me. Let's go through it. Find those people and you'll be okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I remember growing up in school. I was always that annoying kid in class who always had his hand in the air. Be like, miss, why? I just don't get it. And whenever I'd go to church, every time I'd do the same thing, I always felt like my questions were suppressed. And what I really appreciate about what you said is Jesus isn't scared of your questions. What's amazing about the Christian faith and what's amazing about the Bible is that it stands up to interrogation, and no other religion has that. No other world religion, when put under pressure, survives. Christianity is the only one that does that historically, theologically. It's consistent. And we tend to rob God of glory when we just brush our questions under the carpet, but God invites us to walk with him, invites us to ask our questions, and he walks us and he guides us through the questions we have. So thank you so much for that, Mike. That was a great source of encouragement, even for me, and I'm sure you guys listening as well. So thank you guys for listening. And we actually have an article about this on our website called Faith Isn't the Opposite of Doubt. So I very much encourage you to go on our website, www.ourgodgivenmission, to find out a bit more. And if you have any more questions you'd like us to answer, do send that to hello@ourgodgivenmission.com. And we'll see you guys next week.